There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. For those of you who've been wanting to conceal a gun with a flashlight mounted onto it, G-Code can take care of that for you now. Inside the waistband, the Incog Shadow. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Media in the gun world is sort of an exclusive club, not just because there's just so few people doing it. And my next guest is one of the ones that slings it with the best. He has a show called Ballistic Radio that it's nothing but the facts. He is absolutely Joe Friday from Dragnet. Just the facts, that's all he does. I'm joined again by John Johnston. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
How is it going? Yesterday, it was interesting because I was trying to line up Steve Fisher for a couple of weeks from yesterday. And yeah. I sent him a message, and I'd finally gotten him to talk to me. And he's like, listen, I'm going on Ballistic Radio here in a few minutes. I said, oh, okay. Well, give my regards to John Johnston. Did he mention that?
No, he didn't, but, I was busy making fun of him or something, I'm sure. So
he did tell me that you bust his chops, yeah. He did tell me that you bust his chops.
You know, I have a death wish, I guess. I like making fun of my betters, so, you know. But, no, in all seriousness, he's a great guy. So we're at least on my end buddies, so I don't know why he likes me, but, hey, whatever. I'll take it if I can get it.
It's because of what you do, John.
I guess
it's because of what you do. Yeah. Now you specialize, and your whole show is geared towards the self defense, right?
Yeah, for the most part, I would say that's a fair statement.
So when you're with what you do, I mean, you're basically highlighting would be students of the Steve Fishers and the Chris Costas, and I mean, you and I have a bunch of guests that we have in common, mm-hmm. both past and present, and. So you highlight actually the fruit of their labor. So I guess that's probably why they like you. That'd be what I would think. See, I get out there and I want to turn them into politicians. Hey, what do you think about this? You know, take them.
Yeah. Now I avoid politics pretty well, surprisingly well, actually. Considering we're on our third season, I think I've talked about it maybe once on the show ever. That's just not my thing. There's so many people that are doing amazing work on that front. You know, yourself included, but. I don't really want to go and do what everyone else is doing. There's not much point to that for me. So
right.
I try and have a different conversation.
Well, if you talk about politics long enough, you're going to Lowe's looking for some heavy weight bearing rope and an overpass.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what happens. You're looking just to end it all. Anyway, let me ask you this. I was talking about this earlier today, and I'd love your take on it. The age-old question. In a self-defense situation, if you're laying in bed at night and all of a sudden you hear the bump in the dark or the crash in the dark, which is it going to be better to grab? Is it going to be better to grab that handgun or that carbine?
Don't forget the shotgun. I mean, that's an option too, but honestly, I think the answer there is it depends on a couple of different things. One of them, whatever you've got the most time with, is probably what I would suggest you go for, you know, because in a potential violent encounter, you don't really want to be having to think about something different. So, I mean, if you spend all your time working with pistols, then, you know, use a pistol. If you spend all your time working with with carbines, that's your external design. You've got, you know, tons of rounds for one of those. Hey, that's probably a good idea. You know, if you go out and you shoot clays on the weekend, you're really familiar with a compaction shotgun, then maybe you should go for that. Each system or platform has, you know, advantages and disadvantages. And I think trying to make like a sweeping statement about which one is best, you know, is probably not the best idea, considering you don't have all the facts of everyone's situation and background available to you. So is that too politic of an answer? I mean, I can
no, it, no, it isn't. That's fine. It's the right answer. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to that, really. But I think it comes down to preference, and like you said, what you've done the most work with.
Right. So I mean, personally, you know, what I tend to do, I have a pistol available to me, and then I have a long gun. I think that the main mistake that a lot of people make is they have this idea that they're going to make their way room by room through their home and clear their house, go bad guy hunting. And that's a really bad idea. You know, I can't think of a single reason, with one caveat, that I would leave a safe area, an area that I already have control of, into an unknown area to go looking for someone. I've been through enough classes and through enough force on force scenarios that the attacker in that instance does not necessarily have the advantage. That having been said, you know, if you've got loved ones inside of your home that are, you know, in a different location, then your goal is to secure your loved ones. Even then, you're not clearing your house. What you're doing is you're moving as safely and quickly as possible in that situation to where your loved one is, and then staying there. You know, so you're picking different spots to bunker up, for lack of a better term. But you know, and then it gets more complicated if you've got a spouse and they stay behind you. Then you know you've got friendlies on either side of the home, and there's so many variables and ways that can go wrong if you don't do it the right way. And just people don't seem to put enough thought into that. They just stick with it. Well, I've got a gun and I'm going to go find the bad guy. You know, and it's not that simple. So.
Now, in my house, I have nothing but grown children now, and I have one grown son who's a gunsmith who's trying to find a job and move out. But gunsmithing is not in great demand where I'm at for some sort of reason. And but he is heavily armed, so if somebody makes it in the house, they have just entered a kill box because they're in between me and him. So I don't have to go looking for him. I just have to not get shot by him or shoot him.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's actually a much bigger deal than what people really like to think about. You know, I was talking with Claude Werner, who's an amazing trainer. And, you know, he's doing a lot of work on examining negative outcomes in self-defense shootings. You know, a negative outcome being you end up in jail or shooting the wrong person or... Yeah, you know, there's multiple levels of negative outcomes. But I mean, if you think about, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you hear a noise in your house, there's 2 competing probabilities that are going on right there. You know, probability number 1 is that someone's broken into your home, you know, and you need to deal with a potentially violent attacker. Probability number 1. Probability number 2 is that it's not a violent attacker. Maybe it's a family member. You know, maybe it's your 87-year-old neighbor that lives on, you know, down the block that has dementia and has gotten into the wrong home on accident. You know, maybe it's the drunk teenager from across the street. Now, there are all sorts of situations where you are...
Let me get you to hold up real quick. Let me get you to hold up real quick. We're coming up on the break. You tell everybody where they can find Ballistic Radio.
BallisticRadio.com or Facebook.com/BallisticRadio. So.
That's pretty simple. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
And I like
it. It's a heartbreak. I was trying to be fast.
Well, you know, 2-1, go. There you go. Not necessarily hard, but I just like to talk our way out of it. We'll be right back with my guest from Ballistic Radio, John Johnston, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want. Anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Lifetime warranty. This is the Kydex these holsters are made out of is virtually indestructible. You're not strapping it to an IED. There's nothing you can do. Nothing that you can do to break these things. So, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, he is currently the cover boy on the American Shooting Journal this month. He is the host of Ballistic Radio. His name is John Johnston. You've got your gun on a perfectly good microphone on the cover of that. Now, I mean, do you just have that many laying around to where you can abuse them like that, John?
But I still find it somewhat silly that anyone would want to write a magazine article about me, let alone solicit photos from me. So they said they wanted a photo that caught my sense of humor.
Well, I like it. I do like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like it.
I tried to think about the silliest scenario that I could come up with, and that seemed about right for me. So there you go.
I like it. I like it a lot. Now, here lately, it seems like self-defense. It used to be that for somebody to hear about self-defense with a gun, that they probably had to tune into a ballistic radio or maybe me on occasion or something like that to hear about that. It seems like the mainstream media has begun to pick that up. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It seems like that there is an overall shift in, you know, the tone of the reporting that takes place, also to the frequency with which we see, you know, positive outcomes with guns discussed. Like I was saying in the last segment, you know, there's all sorts of stories of when something bad with a gun happens, you know, it's all over the news. When something positive with a gun happens, they don't talk about it as much. But that seems to be changing. But overall, I think the landscape in the country has changed, you know, quite a bit in the last 10 years, you know, becoming much more pro concealed carry, pro personal responsibility, self-defense. So I'm not going to complain about it.
I look at Detroit where the top cop got out there and said, get guns because I can't get to you immediately because we're in the middle of a bankruptcy and I don't have enough cops. And then they had this gigantic public uptick in self-defense where some of those defenders got quite tactical, did they not?
Yeah. Detroit, the police chief up there was actually the chief of Cincinnati before he went up there, so he, you know, became exposed. Cincinnati's a pretty weird place, but we're relatively pro-gun, you know, on that respect. But, as far as Detroit goes, I mean, there's been a huge upswing in justifiable homicides in that, you know, particular city, which, you know, you hear homicide and the layman thinks, oh, no, that's not great. So justifiable homicide is just going to be a self-defense shooting where the person was legally allowed to shoot someone and did so, you know, oftentimes deservingly. So there you go.
While you're taking a pause, say good morning to guest 479. He says good morning to you.
Ah, good morning, guest 479.
Let me ask you a question. You do a lot of gun testing.
Yes.
I don't do a lot of gun testing. And I have found that over time that some of the guns that I have gotten may be a little overdone. Now, with some, and, you know, I can look at your website. I can see some of the pictures of some of the guns that you have tested. Have you come up with a fairly basic idea of how you like to have your handgun set up and how you like to have your AR set up and how you like to have your shotgun set up? Have you gotten a pretty basic idea of just from all of this hands-on stuff you've done?
Yeah, I do. As far as shotguns, not so much. But honestly, still recently, I have not spent any significant amount of time with one, but I'm working on a development project with a side saddle manufacturer right now, so it's sort of like, oh, I need to learn shotgun. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, for a, you know, and I'll go two separate directions here, but for a house gun, you know, the main thing that you need to have on it is a white light for positive identification of your target. You know, I know a lot of people will say things like, well, I've got night sights, I've got a laser. Those allow you to shoot things. They don't necessarily allow you to identify what you're shooting. I think that's an overlooked issue. You know, if your gun won't accept the white light for, you know, let's say it doesn't have an accessory rail, something like that, you know, having a handheld light available is very important. Handguns, I like night sights. I don't think they're necessary 99.9% of the time, but in that 0.1% where they are necessary, they're really necessary. You know, as far as carbines go, once again, white light. I like red dot sights. I'm partial myself to the Aimpoint Micro series, you know, the Q1s, the P2s, the H1s. But I know a lot of people that have had luck with, like, the Trigicon RMRs or the newer EOTechs. They're micro sights. As far as shotguns go, once again, white light, spare ammo on the gun. You know, it's pretty basic, you know. And going back to the thing we were talking about originally, so much of it is personal preference. I don't know that, you know, anyone should look at what I say as absolute gospel just because there's, you know, there's so many different things. As far as for, like, a concealed carry gun, you know, as long as it's got 10 rounds and as long as it's something that you can hit with accurately, I think that you are good to go in most of the typical scenarios that you will find yourself in. You know,
straight out of the box, right?
For the most part.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe some sights, like you said.
Yeah, I will upgrade sights. And, you know, any of my fans or listeners that are listening right now are going to go, but I like, you know, I've got some pretty heavily modified guns, and I like those quite a bit, but they're certainly not necessary.
Right.
You know, unless you want to go that direction, I really, you know, and I'll give you an example. And let me say this right off the bat because I know I'm going to get accused of favoritism here. I absolutely hate Glock pistols. I dislike them on multiple levels, but
yeah.
I shoot them really well.
Yeah.
And compared to everything else, they work about as often as everything else does. Form factor wise, I think a Glock 19 is about as ideal as you can get for a concealed carry handgun, once you upgrade the sights. You know, if you don't like Glock, Smith & Wesson makes a nice pistol.
They just don't make a Glock 19 sized.
No, they don't, you know.
Hang on for me. Here we go.
Yes.
You can find him at ballisticradio.com. And on the cover of American Journal Shooting, he's about to assassinate an innocent microphone on that one. Check that out. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run for the most part. I can mount this anywhere. I can mount it on a drop leg. I can mount it on a, I can mount it on my rig. I can mount it on my vest. I can mount it under the dash of my car, beside my bed. This is something altogether. It's just that modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Ballistic Radio is John Johnston. And if you've never listened to his show, his specialty is talking about self-defense and everything building up to self-defense. John, have you ever sat back and with the exception of some of the people that we mutually know, does it amaze you that less people, that as few people actually take training for self-defense as they do?
Not really. I mean, I guess maybe I should be surprised, but, there seems to be just part of the culture is thinking that, hey, I've got the gun and I'm good. You know, they think that that is the only part of this that really is important. I mean, and I will be the first to admit that is certainly the most important part. But there's a lot more that goes into it than people think. And, I think that it is very common for us to overestimate our own abilities and underestimate the abilities of potential opponents, We're all gun fighters in our own minds, and the bad guys are all clowns, for lack of a better example.
Have you ever? Now, I've never seen this because I've often wondered about this. I've often wondered in most of the self-defense accounts that I hear about, Now, I can ask instructors all day, and they'll say, yes, I've had 87 students that have defended themselves. Yes, I've had 40 students. But I never hear about those, because I would think a trained individual who'd gone to quite a few, you know, maybe he's ex-military, he's gone to a bunch of classes, very familiar with the weapon, carries a gun. I would think that kind of a self-defense story, if it made it into the news, that would be, they would try to color defenders in a bad light because of how swift and violent it would be with a trained individual. I've never seen that. Have you?
Well, you know, we've got this really amazing repository of knowledge, and Tom Givens' students, you know, Tom Givens being an instructor
right. From
Memphis, he said 65 students now that were involved in, you know, shootings. And, you know, full disclosure, I'm a student of Tom's. I'm one of his, you know, advanced handgun instructors. So I may be biased, but I like the material. You know, but as far as that, we see a lot of, you know, really good examples, I think, of what the typical self-defense shooting looks like. You know, one of the ones that sticks out in my mind that he, you know, talks about is a woman that, you know, did not come from a gun culture, worked at a convenience store, was robbed, decided that she didn't like how that went, and sought training from Tom. You know, not a gun person at all. You know, and gets training with Tom. Sometime after that, she's working at the store that she works at, and this gentleman comes in with a pistol to rob her. And you know, there's video of this, so we can see exactly what happened. And it's great, you know, right over the good guy's shoulder, you know, looking at the bad guy. You know, and as soon as she recognizes what's going on, she sidesteps, produces the pistol, and shoots him right in the chest. You know, and he decides that he's got somewhere better to be at that point, and stumbles out the door. But, you know, it's very quick from start to finish. I think that, you know, any violent encounter is a lot faster than people think it is, just based off of, you know, what they've seen in the movies versus the reality of it. You know, so whenever those make news, whether or not someone is trained, they all look pretty fast. You know, just some are more effectively fast than others, I guess. That's a bad way to put it, but, you know, they don't last long one way or another, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know? So, and that doesn't even necessarily matter so much, the level of training that the individuals have, you know, it's over quick, pretty much no matter what, you know, with few exceptions, and there are some exceptions, but they're short-lived propositions for the most part.
Do you think that we, now one of the things that I've wondered about, okay, is there some sort of a vibe a defender gives off of? Is there a swagger when we're out there on the street or something that is just sort of telegraphing this message of confidence that maybe is a little daunting to the would-be criminal who's looking for somebody that's going to cower when they roll up on them? I mean, is that possible? Do you think that's even part of the dynamic?
Yeah. No, it is. So William April, Dr. William April, who is you know, a very gifted psychologist and studies these sorts of things, talks about, you know, the decision-making process that criminals go through, you know, and their entire decision-making process has been pruned down to, you know, a yes or no question. And the yes or no question is whether or not they can get what they want without there being a negative outcome for them. You know, a negative outcome being getting arrested, getting shot, getting killed, in general, just not getting what they want. You know, so it becomes a go or no-go decision. And they have gotten very adept at, you know, looking at someone and in a very short period of time determining whether or not they are likely to get what they want for the least amount of effort, you know, possible. And it's not so much a swagger, I think, as it is a, you know, confidence. You know, because I can, you know, cite instances, and I'm not commenting one way or another on what I think about military. I'm just pointing out, you know, there's been numerous incidences where open carriers were relieved of their firearms by people that decided they wanted to rob them.
Right.
You know, so clearly it's not necessarily a outward appearance thing so much as it is a, you know, an underlying, you know, thing that's going on. I think that the main thing that people could do to make themselves less appealing to violent criminals would be pay attention when they're in public. You know, there's this thing called task fixation that we all have this nasty tendency to do, you know, because we're attached to our cell phones, our iPads, whatever, you know, we've got small children that we're carting around, just whatever it is. We get fixated on the tasks that we are, you know, needing to get done throughout the day. And for whatever reason, what we tend to do is partake in those tasks at the worst possible time. You know, parking lots are a big one. You know, any transitional area where you're going from, you know, one activity to another are where bad guys like to hang out. That's a really good place to just get what you want. Mall parking lots are the big one. You know, specifically mall parking lots that have Apple stores in them, because it's easy to spot that white bag. And it's like, hey, there's probably something nice in there. You know, but that's like a big one, task fixation in transitional areas. You know, the whole going stupid places with stupid people and doing stupid things.
Hang on for me one more time.
Yep.
We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only 99 $29 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. All you need to do is just go look at where they began, look at where they have gone, look where they are right now, and look at where they're probably going to go. That part is top secret, though, so you can't really do that. But, I mean, you know, look at their first generation, the DC-3, the Scorpion line, all that other stuff, and do that at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Ballistic Radio is John Johnston. Now, John, let me ask you a question. With the, you know, we've seen self-defense possible perspectives on steroids coming out of Kenya at the Westgate Mall at the university and everything else. We've seen an attempt at terrorism here recently in Garland, Texas, where cops were.
Yeah.
What do you think about the possibility that this is going to happen one day where armed citizens are going to have to get involved in this?
I'd say it's more of a question of if rather than when. When rather than if. You know, it's going to happen at some point. You know, there's been, going back to the news not reporting things, there's been incidents in the past where concealed carry individuals have stopped not necessarily terrorist attacks, but, you know, mass shootings or potential mass shootings. You know, there's been, you know, it happens. It's, you know, whether or not it's known about. And see, the other problem too is, you know, if it gets stopped early, you know,
it's not a mass shooting.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. You know, so we never hear about it. It's really hard to play that game, you know, and sort of try and what if, you know, what if this, what if that. I think that pretty much everyone is in agreement except for the, you know, hardline anti-gun individuals that, you know, armed good guys certainly are a good thing. I know most of the police that I talk to feel that way. You know, even the FBI has come out and said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, that one of the best defenses against terrorist attacks that we have is an armed populace. And I'm paraphrasing poorly, but, you know, that was recently reported on. You know, so I think the general shift in the country is really taking us back towards a much more gun-friendly culture, which I, you know, clearly I think is a good thing.
You know, the mainstream media did report on that guy out of Chicago, of all places, the Uber driver who saw somebody shooting into a crowd and put him down quick. And have you done anything different as far as what you're carrying now? I mean, there's a lot of people that go out there and, you know, Glock's got their number with the 43 and Smith & Wesson with the M&P Shield. And there is a segment of people say, yes, of course I carry a gun. And then you look at it, and it's the smallest thing they can find.
Correct.
Have you changed what you're carrying, or were you already carrying something pretty serious to begin with?
Well, I carry the largest pistol that I can feel, you know, in whatever environment that I happen to find myself in. For me, that tends to be a full-size service pistol with, you know, with a Surefire X300 on it. I tend to carry a reload as well. I tend to carry a second gun, but that's just because I've seen guns malfunction so many times that I personally like having, you know, a second one to go to if I need to. Now, is that necessary? No, it's not. It's not necessary at all until it is. You know, and my crystal ball's broken. I'm not really too good at predicting the future, so I try and be prepared for the widest range of scenarios as I can be. You know, yeah, and that's not saying anything to the people that don't. You know, and like I said, it's a personal decision. I don't get too wrapped up around the axle about it, what other people do, you know, which I think is maybe something that we could all work on a little bit, just because there's, you know, no conversation and dialogue takes place when we're telling each other that, well, you're stupid for doing that. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you something that I'm doing that I think I'm stupid for doing. You want to know what that is?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I'm carrying something I call the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, which has a broken-down AR and a full-size service gun. Yeah. I carry nothing smaller than a double-stack something. But, you know, there's double-stacks. Like, right now, my primary carry gun, even when I'm in gym shorts, is a Glock 26.
Yeah.
But in my bag, I'm carrying a Glock 34 with lots of ammo, you know, lots of a little chest carrier and everything else. The reason I say it's stupid is because I can't carry that around. It's in the trunk of my car.
Right.
And I don't know if something will possibly happen to where I might have to run to the car and say, all right, give me a second. I got to get dressed for success and then, you know, get back into it. But,
that's the thing. You know, chances are, with very few exceptions, chances are that whatever problem you're presented with, you're going to have to, you know, solve with whatever you have on you. But, you know, big thing, I think, is knowing your own capabilities and, you know, planning accordingly. So if you carry a Glock 26 around and you know that past 20 yards, you're maybe not as accurate as you'd like to be, or, you know, past 10 yards, something like a headshot becomes difficult. Then you know that about yourself. Your performance is most likely not going to improve in the middle of a bad situation. So, you know, you have what you're capable of in the back of your head, and you plan accordingly, and adjust your tactics, you know, accordingly as well. You know, I do a lot of my practice at 50 yards with whatever gun that I carry. You know, shoot at a Tac-Strike quarter sail steel target that I have set up off my back deck, you know, so I work longer engagement ranges. Do I think that they're, you know, likely? No, not at all. But I've yet to meet someone involved in one of those situations that said, you know what, John, I really wish I hadn't been as accurate as I was, because, you know, that didn't help anything. You know, no one says that. And I don't really care what level you're at. You can always be better. And it's just, you know, taking an honest look at your capabilities and sort of going from there.
Well, I'm beginning to believe that I've been told by other trainers that really the only thing, if somebody's shooting at me, the only thing I should be trying to be concerned about is at best putting on a plate carrier. But dealing with it, as you said, with the gun I've got on me at the time. So I guess I'm going to have to change back to something a little longer barreled, I guess. But anyway.
You could just get better with the 26. I mean, that's an option, too. I'll give you an example.
Well, we got 2 minutes for you. Give me an example. Go.
It'll be a quick one. I'm, I'm not very good at weekend only shooting. I'm really not. You know, and compared to my other skill levels, I'm really terrible. A friend of mine, fellow instructor, gun person, Melody Lauer, just went and took a class over the weekend, and she ran the class left-handed. Now, she's a right-handed shooter. She ran the class left-handed just because, you know, it was a basic handgun class. She wanted to get some work in doing it that way. I think that right there is the right attitude, you know, and that's something that I personally am going to try and incorporate is, once again, just recognizing what your deficiencies are and working on those. Don't focus on what you're already good at.
Roger that. Yeah. All right, sir. One more time, tell everybody how they can find you.
BallisticRadio.com, or if you really want to watch the fun happen, Facebook.com/BallisticRadio. You know, and can always listen to past shows at the website. Watch me argue with people on the Facebook page. I think that's the fun part for a lot of people.
That's the kind you bring the big gulp drink to and some popcorn, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
John, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me on. I'm glad I remembered it was Monday. So there you go.
Yeah. Hey, well, I wasn't going to let you forget that. You figured that part out. All right. Thank you, sir. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about a school, a very highly accredited school, where you can learn how to be a gunsmith from the comfort of your own home. We're going to be talking to Zeke Stout of STI. That's tomorrow. Then Wednesday, Larry Vickers coming back. Thursday, Texas Law Shield. And Friday, we're going to talk about hand speed with Jeet Kune Do master Jason Coral. Hand speed as applied from the martial arts to gunplay. We'll do this all again in 22 hours. Remember, it's never been about gun control, not at all, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender.